A projection. A beggar sits on the street, staring at the sun. His coat is folded up like a cushion to sit on. A rucksack, worn and ripped, lies next to him. Somebody comes over for a chat. "What happened to get you here?" they ask. The beggar answers. "I used to be all right, writing poetry. I had a book published while I was alive." "What do you mean, while you were alive?" the person asks. "Well, I'm legally dead, you see. Have been for some time. I'm a non-person. Suicide, I believe, although it's an enigmatic mystery. Still, I'll tell you a little of the history." And the beggar gestures dramatically with his arm. Fade out. Fade in. "So my parents died when I was but 39. My brother inherited the family house as firstborn son. After the funerals had been, my brother told me to move out. I said, 'But brother, where am I going to find the money to move out?' He said, 'Sell your things.' I said, 'But you don't have to sell your things. You don't have to sell this house. You have two others.' And he said to me, 'You don't understand how expensive private school is.' 'I never went to private school,' I said. 'I know. It shows,' he said. So I sold almost all of my things. All I had left were a few copies of my book that no one wanted to buy. Somebody bought my second-hand underwear, but nobody bought my damn book. I went to the estate agent with a couple of grand I'd made and asked, and they said, 'No DHSS. And I asked at the government and they said, 'You're not poor enough.' And I looked at my copies of my poetry book and I thought, nobody buys books from a living suicidal poet. So I disappeared and made it look like suicide. A neatly piled up stack of clothes, my passport and a copy of that damned book for good measure by the beach in the morning. I threw my phone into the sea, broke up my bank card and swallowed it piece by piece. And then I bided my time. Someone found my work on my laptop and started to publish me, posthumously. Fade out. Fade in. 'Look, I've got to go,' the stranger said to the beggar. 'It's been nice. But you've not heard the best part,' the beggar says. Fade out. Fade in. So I go to the publishing house. I have published 3 books of poetry and 2 novels since I've died, and I'm doing okay in the charts. So I go in and ask for an appointment. When I go in to see the man, he swivels back round in his chair. 'You're not the first one to claim this,' he says. I show him my birth certificate. He says, 'I can't work with a suicidal poet that hasn't suicided. It shows a lack of commitment to your art. Don't you want to be successful, be adored?' 'I'd rather be alive. Can't I have both?' 'You don't know how this game works. I've got to protect my bottom line, my sales projections, the company's forecasts. But couldn't you use me to write more stuff, you know, secretly?' 'It's not the same,' he said. 'No authenticity now. I can't trust you.' 'Cut me in on a share then.' 'It's my bottom line,' he screams. 'Can't you take me on at least as a tea boy?' 'No, that's simply impossible. Our tea boy is in the tea workers union,' he says. 'I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.' 'Isn't there anything I can do here?' I ask. He slides out a drawer and pushes over a gun. 'Finish the job,' he said. A twice suicided poet. Now that's something I can work with, he said. 'Listen to my latest work,' I ask. 'Escaping from nothing to nowhere. The Turkish man in the shop helps a blind woman across the street. A small oriental boy looks over and tries a side gate of the playground at the expensive preschool college in a wealthy suburb. That would be me as well, as a child, trying to escape from nowhere to nothing. I hold the door for an old couple. They say nothing to me. I pass a dog and cat frolicking side by side in the hot tarmac street. It's the cutest thing I've seen for a while. I push my eyes to the sky. Maybe I'm thanking God. As I walk past a woman in a tan play suit so thin and figure-hugging, I can see the dimples in her bottom like a tangerine. She complains to another woman on the phone about her alcoholic man who drinks in a bar after work every night, like many men used to, when jobs were plentiful, and you could get a little money without anyone asking you to bleed your soul out for them, like it's nothing to them, like you're no one in nowhere.' He strokes his chin, and he says, 'It's trite, pithy, made up, it's not realistic. Everything in that poem is true,' I said. 'Does it matter? If it doesn't feel true,' he said. Then he grabs a gun and points it at me. Don't make me defend my bottom line. Fade out. Fade in. Want to buy a signed copy of my book? I, the beggar, ask the passerby. They go for a lot on eBay, I say. The person turns and walks away, quickly. I look into the rucksack and I think about the gun.